Right, next up on the programme, we're joined by Busair and Chief Commercial Officer Elena Farrell. Good morning to you, Elena. Thank you very much for taking the call this morning.
You're welcome, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here.
Right. Now, we had to get over a million students back to school, many of them availing of school transport. Busair responsible for much of that. A big challenge, no doubt.
It absolutely has been. We recognise that school transport is a very important part of the daily routine and lives for the students who use Busair services. And in Donegal, that's almost 10,000 pupils on 540 routes. We've been working very closely with the Department of Education, our own team and contractors over the last few months to make sure that we can continue to deliver those services in a way that really works for schools, for students and their parents.
In terms of preparations, and obviously it's in a COVID environment, it's unavoidable. What measures have been taken in that regard?
Well, as you can imagine, that's been a huge focus for us. And we have been able to build on the experience we've had of operating our road passenger services in a safe way during COVID over the last 6 months as well. School services this year will look different. We are asking all parents, as you would expect, to ask their children not to use school services if they have any symptoms that could be COVID. And then once students are using the services, we're asking children to maintain physical distancing as they're queuing to board the bus and as they're disembarking. We'll also be asking students to sit next to a sibling or to an identified class member. So we'll always be able to trace who has been in close contact with others if the need arises. There will be hand sanitizer provided on all of our school buses, and we'll be asking children to practice respiratory etiquette as much as they can. Children over 13 will be expected to wear face masks throughout the journey, and drivers will also be given PPE equipment, and there'll be additional cleaning in between trips and overnight.
Now, in relation to the mask wearing and seating, parents are reporting not only on Busair and buses, but other services as well, that not everyone is wearing masks. In some cases, no one's wearing masks. Not everyone is sitting where they're supposed to sit. Who is responsible for that? Obviously, the bus driver has got eyes to the front once the doors are closed and that they are driving. So who in reality is policing this, or who is responsible for policing it in your view?
Well, the first thing I'd say on that, Greg, is we've actually been very pleasantly surprised by the high levels of compliance with mask wearing that we have seen across all of our services. We are in general not finding it an issue. Of course, there may be some occasions or some exceptions where we do have that challenge. As you mentioned, the driver will be focused on safety and driving the bus in a safe manner. He or she will not be interacting with the students while the bus is in motion. But what we will do if we have any issues where we notice one child or children are repeatedly not wearing a mask or not sanitizing or not meeting our new COVID processes and requirements, the department will reach out directly to that child's parents to ask if they do still want to maintain their place in school transport, and if so, to clarify that they do need to follow through in these new safety processes.
So if you don't consist, if you consistently, if you were hypothetically to consistently flout the mask wearing laws, you, the Busair reserve the right to withhold that bus place for that child?
Well, it's really a department decision and a department policy, Greg, and we just implement what the department asked us to do.
Right, now, we have a situation where the portal was... Well, firstly, before we get to the portal reopening, why did it close when it did? Because lots of people would have felt they were entitled to a ticket. Then, obviously, there's a concessionary ticket issue, which may be somewhat separate. But why did this portal close to begin with?
The portal closed really because of the additional complexities that we have due to COVID. We were working very hard to make sure we could open the scheme up again after 6 months of being off-road. And we really needed to prioritise the students who are eligible in scheme language. And those are the students who are travelling to a school that is more than 3.2 kilometres away for primary school or 4.8 kilometres away for secondary school. And they're also going to their closest school, with some exceptions for language or ethos. Those are the students that the scheme is designed for. All eligible students who had applied and paid by the 4th of August had to be prioritised in the scheme as we started to allocate tickets. And we did find with the increasing changes and lack of clarity about what was going to happen with COVID over the next few months, we were getting more and more queries in. And that was meaning we weren't actually able to do what we needed to do and get the scheme up and running for those core eligible pupils. The good news is now that all eligible pupils in Donegal have got their confirmed tickets. We're also working through the non-eligible pupils who applied and paid by the deadline. And we did reopen that portal earlier this week to allow more parents to come in.
Okay, before we talk about those that come in, there are parents who have been allocated a ticket or they've paid, their payment has been accepted, and then now they're being told that there is no seat available for them. How could that happen? How could tickets be sold for a service that can't be delivered? A cinema, for example, wouldn't get away with that. So why are parents expected to endure that complication?
So what happens every year for students who aren't eligible? Concessionary is a term that's used. We also call them non-eligible. If there are additional spaces on a school service, we then do open up that school service to non-eligible pupils. We use a randomised approach to allocate seats if the demand is greater than the number of seats available.
Why sell seats for a service? You know the seat capacity of a bus service. Why would you sell tickets that exceeds and take money for tickets that exceeds the available seats? Why would you put parents through that? You wouldn't do that on a commercial service from Donegal Town to Dublin, so why is it acceptable in the school bus system?
Under the way the scheme operates, Greg, we've always taken payment up front, allocate seats on a randomised basis for non-eligible pupils, and if that pupil is not successful, we refund that money.
But you're also taking money where seats aren't actually available, not that it's randomised or whatever. You know how many seats you have, you know how many eligible children you have, but you still take money from parents who may think that they will get a seat. You take money from them even though you know there is no seat available for their students or their children.
So I'd say there's two key points that I'd love to make on that, Greg. One is we don't actually know in advance how many seats will be available on a particular route. It does very much depend on the number of eligible students who apply and pay by the deadline. And then secondly, in terms of how the scheme operates under the department guidelines, the approach that we take is that for the non-eligible students, as requested by the department, the fee is paid up front and refunded as soon as possible afterwards if that student isn't successful. We do have a strong track record of refunding on time. At the end of last year, for instance, we refunded over 4 million in fees for the unused portion of the school year to 45,000 families in Ireland.
Okay, now there are parents that applied for tickets through the portal being reopened and they have a seat. They've been told they have a seat. The bus driver knows they've had a seat. But Bus Éireann contacted bus drivers telling them not to accept students onto the bus unless they had a physical ticket in their hand. Is that something you're aware of? And how come another system cannot be employed so that parents aren't getting calls to say, Mom, Dad, I'm standing on the side of the road. The bus driver wouldn't let me on because I don't have that physical ticket. Why can't something be printed off? Why can't another system become up with, like something that you have on the rest of your network, for example?
It is something that we are aware of, and it did happen to a relatively small number of students at the beginning of this
year. Students,
but of course,
it's not about the amount of them. These are students and their parents that contacted us in great distress. How many is not irrelevant. If it happened to one, surely it shouldn't happen to one. Why is it happening? Why can't they print an email off and hand that to the bus driver?
So we recognise the distress this causes to impacted pupils, and we would like to acknowledge and apologise for that, first of all, Greg. In terms of your query about could you specifically print off an email, the emails that are set up by the system are generic. They don't have the details. They don't have any personally identifiable details of the parent or of the student. So from the perspective of running the scheme effectively and making sure there is no fraud, okay, we cannot accept a generic document.
Why don't you make the order confirmation number, which I'm sure exists, available to the bus driver, and that can be cross-referenced?
We don't have that capability in our systems. It's something we would love to do in future, absolutely. But as I'm sure you can understand, over the last few months, we were focused on some other urgent priorities.
Where are Bus Éireann, do you think, going to get the buses and more importantly, the drivers to roll out 50% capacity in school buses? And when do you think that will happen?
Well, the recent changes on 18th of August, when NPHET guidelines changed to bring in 50% capacity due to social distancing and post-primary services, that obviously impacted our school services. We have over 2,000 services across the country that we need to review. We know that 20% of our post-primary services already meet those guidelines, and we have started work to go through all of the other services and try and find the right solution. This could be a combination of using existing fleet and drivers to do dual running, subject, of course, to schools being open and available at earlier or later drop-off times. We've also started a procurement process throughout Ireland that went live 2 weeks ago, looking for additional vehicles and drivers to transport. And it will take us, we estimate, between 8 to 12 weeks to work through the whole country.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much for answering the questions, Eleanor. I appreciate it greatly.
Great. Thank you for having me on, Greg.
No problem. That is Eleanor Farrell, who's Busair and Chief Commercial Officer.